Time for the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show, Minds Over Matter. Tonight, host Dana Rodriguez is joined by educator Lori Fisher and technical editor Kira Pace.
Gotta be.
Dana Rodriguez, good evening.
Good evening, David, and happy Mother's Day to everybody out there. We hope you are having a wonderful day, all you mothers and all you sons and husbands, et cetera, et cetera. So please settle back and give us an hour of your very valuable time tonight, because Minds Over Matter... Oh, the daughters, yeah, right. Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program, so please call in and participate. As you know, we are raising money for the station tonight, so we are hoping, we are definitely hoping, that 15 of you at least will call in and donate to the station. We are looking for 15 new members for KALW over the course of the hour. That number is 1-800-525-9917. Again, that is 1-800-525-9917. Or you can go to, David, I hear you on the in the studio there. Or you can go to KALW.org. That is KALW.org. Again, that is 1-800-525-9917. Or go to KALW.org. We're looking for 15 new members for KALW. We hope you will donate whatever you see fit. Could be $5, could be $5,000. You know, we're not picky fussy about that.
Hey, could we hear Kira?
Yeah. Am I on now?
You're on now. Oh,
there
fine.
You go. You're on.
That's why he didn't mention daughters before.
And, you know, a couple times a year we come and we put the sleeve on you. So
we're looking for 15 people?
At least 15.
Yeah, we get more callers than that. They should all be members. Yeah.
Well, you know, we're not going to strong arm you about it, but
you know what your mom wants for Mother's Day? She wants to be a member of KALW.
Such a good idea.
And 15 happens to be the number of letters in KALW as well. So yeah. Fill up.
She wants the membership.
Minds Over Matter, I'm sorry.
More than that.
Yeah, your counting seems suspect.
And
that card you bought her, she wants a membership.
And or you could also donate in your mother's name, since this is Mother's Day.
Yeah.
I see no reason why that isn't possible. So happy Mother's Day, everybody. And if you want to donate in your mother's name, feel free to do that. Okay, so 1-800-525-9917 or go to KALW.org. All right, we're going to start by me giving you the phone numbers, and there are two of them. That's area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. Also, our email address, which is mindsovermatter1, MINDSOVERMATTER1. That is the numeral 1 at gmail.com. So that is mindsovermatter1 at gmail.com. We don't read the emails during the show generally, but they all get read. So feel free to email if you have a comment or question. And if you'd like to hear our show online, you can do that live stream just by going to KALW.org, and you can make a donation while you're there. And if you'd like to hear the show podcast-wise, that should be up reasonably soon after our show tonight, thanks to David. And that will also be at KALW.org and iTunes later on. And I think I said last week that we had a very high rating on iTunes, or that's Apple Podcasts, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Almost like a 4.9 or a 5 or something like that.
Same as your grade point average. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And if people want to join or donate, do they call a different number or the same number? What are they? How does that work tonight?
Well, if they want to donate, it's 1-800-525-9917.
And they do.
Or they can go to KALW.org.
Great.
So otherwise, just call into the show and join us here. So, all right. All that being said, we're going to start with the round of introductions and then a round of questions. Kira has thoughtfully written down hers on a index card. She must have a lot of these lying around the house.
I do.
All right. This week, Kira Pace thinks her... her mom might be listening, so she'll wish her a happy Mother's Day. So that implies that your mother doesn't usually listen.
No, well, she's in Florida where it is later, and also evidently we're against Game of Thrones. So
that's our
but she I think she's listening this week, so happy Mother's Day, Mom. I did not realize she was listening last week when I asked that question about all the things your kids don't want you to leave them.
Oh.
So there was email when I got home.
I was shocked by that too.
Were you?
Yeah.
And does your mom disagree with any of the things she's planning to leave you?
She just was wondering what else she should not be leaving me. So I disagreed with that list. I like China and Crystal. Although, yes, I probably don't want the sewing machines and steamer trunks.
Plus, you've got a house to fill up now.
Right. It's true. It's true. I do. Yeah. With sewing machines and steamer trunks.
That's right.
All right. So Lori Fisher is joining in the KALW fundraising extravaganza by offering a win-win proposition for tonight's audience. He is pledging $5 for each wrong answer tonight, up to $100. That's right. A right answer gets you a bell and a week of bragging rights. A wrong answer earns the station some needed funding.
It's
so
true.
It's not that I'm going to be ignorant this week. It's that I am helping a worthy cause.
But and it's only one wrong answer per person, including you two. So somebody just can't call in with 20 wrong answers.
Okay.
That's too easy.
Okay.
But yeah, that's my pledge. So call in with some wrong answers and it'll be wonderful. And happy Mother's Day to Kara's mom. And with careful lighting, our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, can appear remarkably lifelike.
All right. Thank you. And we will begin with young Miss Kira Pace.
All right. The other week I asked you a question about an Oscar-winning director who also happened to direct New Order videos, and you were like, who else directs New Order videos? Because you love New Order video questions. So I have one for you.
I don't remember any of that, but okay.
Oh, yeah. No, it totally happened. So a Weimaraner named Faye Ray starred in the 1988 video for New Order's Blue Monday, which was co-directed by what American artist?
Again? Oh, I know his guy's name. Yeah. Do you know this?
I don't.
A Weimaraner named Faye Ray starred in the 1988 video for New Order's Blue Monday, which was co-directed by what American artist?
I think I'm a little off with this. His name Wiggins or something?
You're very close. I'm going to give it to you. It's William Wegman.
Wegman.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
That's the dog guy.
He is the dog guy. Yeah. He has all the Weimaraners.
Yeah.
Do you want another question?
Yes.
Okay. I have another one about New Order video, but I'll leave that for later. What famous architect and 1940s illustrator of bomb disassembly guides for the Office of Strategic Services designed the Situation Room? Again, what famous architect and 1940s illustrator of bomb disassembly guides for the OSS, which was sort of the predecessor of the CIA, designed the Situation Room?
Well, I'm going to give my wrong answer. That'll cost me $5.
Okay.
Was it Buckminster Fuller?
That's a good answer, and it's not.
Yeah. All right.
Is this an American architect?
Yep.
Philip Johnson?
Nope. But you're kind of in line with the right answer, so.
So it's somebody that famous.
Yes.
He did bomb. What was he? Did bomb assembly?
Worked. This architect had an entire career with the OSS. He did illustrations for bomb disassembly guides and also was instructed to come up with designs for the upcoming, at the time, Situation Room.
Mm. All right. And if you'd like to join us here, it's area code 415-841-4134. Again, this is Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. here on lovely KALW. We're looking for new members tonight and donations for our wonderful station, and that is area code 415-841-4134. That's to call the show. Our toll-free 866-798-8255. If you do want to call and make a donation, that is 1-800-525-9917 or go to kalw.org. And Lori, it's your turn.
All right. So I want people to think of the call letters KALW-FM, and I want to know the largest American city that begins with each of those letters. except for L, since that's Los Angeles, I want the second biggest city.
You put some effort into this.
I did. I was thinking about something for the station. So this is...
so once more.
So I on the call letters, K-A-L-W, and then I threw an FM just to extend it a little bit. I want the largest American city in population of each of those that begins with that letter, except for L, which is Los Angeles. So I want the second biggest. And since there's six of them, I'll give you a... Maybe I'll let you get three each before we turn it over to the audience.
About Kansas City.
That's correct. That's the number one. About almost 500,000 people.
All right.
What about Minneapolis?
No.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Now I'm confused.
Oh, of course, Miami.
Not Miami.
Really?
Which is third. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you. So one. I want the. I want the largest city begins with K, then A, then L, but not Los.
Not Los Angeles.
Yeah. W and yes. FM.
That's oh, a, I see.
That's
I'm
where
sorry.
The Milwaukee.
I missed the FM part.
Yeah.
Huh.
I think I looked them all up correctly. I checked them twice, but
right.
Miami's on my list as third, so I know it's not Miami.
Well, they have a really big metropolitan area,
yeah.
I think, so that's probably some of it.
Anyway, one more guess each.
All right.
Atlanta.
Atlanta is not it.
Oh, my gosh. I'm the worst.
Well, that's an excellent guess.
Yeah.
Atlanta's a big city.
Yeah, it is.
There's something with an A that's even bigger.
And there's a chance when I'm wrong, people will call in and I'll get an extra $5 if they correct me. But that's not what I don't have Atlanta.
All right.
All right.
We have some lines open right now. It's 415-841-4134 with a question or answer. Or toll free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. There you go. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Steve. First of all, happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers living and passed on, as well as I hope all of your audience be very generous and donations, because you are a very good station and very good people. So if that happens. So I have two questions, one for you and one for the audience, like I did before. For you, well, again, let's talk about Egypt. In ancient Egypt, people loved cats so much that when a family cat died, all members of the family did something to their face. You know what they did?
To their face?
To their face.
To their face.
Every family member, yeah.
Did they, anything to do with mourning the cat? So this is
mourning the cat. So if you visit a family and you notice their face missing something.
All right, so does it have to do with maybe the removal of something, like removal of hair? Do they pull out like their eyebrows or something like that?
You're right, eyebrows.
Whoa.
They shave their eyebrows.
All right.
They shave
That's how much
eyebrows.
In love were. Okay, second is...
I've never done that for my cat.
Yeah.
That was a straight-up guess.
Yeah.
You know, in some tombs, they found 10,000 mummified cats. 10,000. That's how much they love their cats. They treated them like gods. Okay, the second question. Ancient Egyptian women practiced something that the Catholic Church would not approve of. What was it? Not abortion. What was it? As long as 5,000 years ago.
Once more.
Egyptian women did something that most, you know, the Catholic priests would not approve of. What did they do?
Is it something to do with birth control?
Yes.
Is it?
You guys are very over it. Yes, they use birth control.
Wow.
They use birth control. So it is beautiful, really beautiful culture. And also, one last question. When they mummified bodies, they removed all of the organs except one. Which one?
I want to say it's either the heart or the brain.
The heart.
The heart.
Wow.
Okay.
Because he thought the soul lives in the heart. And actually, one of the tradition where you wear your wedding ring in that finger, because the ancient Egyptian created that, and it was the shortest distance between the heart and that finger. Okay. The question for your audience. This morning, Philosophy Talks spoke about dark matter. And my question to your audience is, well, matter, as we know, is only 5% of everything the universe has. Dark matter is much more than that, maybe as much as 30%. So many years ago, we talked about dark matter may be made out of wimps and mashes. So in fact, They haven't been able to detect any WHIM until maybe a few weeks ago. They may have detected one, and many experiments are going on in the U.S., Japan, and many other countries. What WHIM and MASHALs stand for? Leave that to the audience. We talked about that like 5 years ago. Thank you, guys, and good luck. Very good show. Thank you. Okay?
All right.
Thanks, Ed.
Sorry.
Thanks,
Ed. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. And you are listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. And we're looking for 15 new members for KALW tonight. But, I mean, we don't let that keep you from calling into the show because we want people to call in and help answer our questions. But we are looking for 15 new members at 1-800-525-9917, or you can go to kalw.org. If you enjoy the show, we've been on for almost 26 years now. Now's the time to step up and become a member and donate whatever you can. We look forward to that. And we had a big party last year. It was great to meet a lot of our listeners. I know a lot of you are members already, but if any of you are not, this is a great time to join. So 1-800-525-9917 or kalw.org. All right. Let me give you a couple of questions here. This is something I came across from the Oxford English Dictionary. So I want to know in order. So the idea is to get them in order. Okay. In order, what are the six letters most frequently used in the English language? In order.
This is Leah's old trick, right? We get the six, but we wouldn't have them in order. We'd count as wrong.
So
can we start with the six, and then, or do you have to start with the right order too?
No, you have to just do it in what you think is the right order. Mm-hmm. According to the Oxford English Dictionary, what are the six letters in order most frequently used in English? So, in other words, you know, one would be the most frequently used.
But now, does this also count, say, how D is used in to create the past tense form, which is not necessarily an entry in the dictionary?
An interesting attempt on your part, but no, D is not even one of the...
But I have a similar question.
I see what you mean.
I think S would be number one if we counted plurals.
True. This is true.
I think that's what Kira was asking
in
disguise.
No, I wasn't. I was also asking about D, because D would not be on the list if we're not counting past tense, but it
S
would be on the list if we were.
I will say, neither D nor S is there.
No kidding. Okay.
Okay. Not on the list at all.
Forget you.
Not in the top six anyway. Wow. So again, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, what are the six most frequently used letters in the English language? From one to six.
Okay. I'm going to guess number one then is E.
Yes.
No, we're not doing a one,
oh,
one, two, three. You've got to do the whole six.
Oh, I thought
yeah, that's the idea.
But here's the other thing. There's also I and N would be bounced up the list because of gerunds. So, and progressive. Although gerunds would be in the dictionary, but progressive, not necessarily.
Don't overthink it.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah. So I think these are going to be the key words in the dictionary.
All right.
Well, then I think more vowels are going to be up.
Yeah.
Higher.
I guess. So. Oh, he wouldn't let me guess the vowels. Okay. Right. Let's guess them. All right.
All right. Think about it for a minute. I'll do another question.
This is brutal.
So according to the Oxford English Dictionary, once more, what are the six most frequently used letters in the English language in order? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right.
We can't even get them out of order, by the way.
Second question. It's a Cary Grant question. And I'm going to describe a role he played for you, and I want you to tell me the film, okay? And there are five. So these are five Cary Grant roles. I want you to tell me what the film is for each of them. Number one, an escaped prisoner. Number two, a paleontologist. Number three, a French army captain trying to marry his fiancée. Number four, an angel. And number five, a policeman posing as a Salvation Army worker. So again, these are Cary Grant and one guess each. These are Cary Grant roles. I want you to tell me, match them up with or give me the correct film for each one. Number one, an escaped prisoner. Number two, a paleontologist. Number three, a French army captain trying to marry his fiancée. Number four, an angel. And number five, a policeman posing as a Salvation Army worker. All right.
So just one each?
One each.
Kira, you want any of them?
I do not. I want you to take mine.
may have only one, though.
Well, the angel is the bishop's wife.
That is correct.
Well, a great boy. And I only get the one? Okay.
Yes.
You said policeman. I was so excited because it's going to be charade, but then Salvation Army worker, and that was out the door.
He wasn't a policeman.
I know,
charade.
That's right.
He
worked at CIA.
Agent.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you could say one and miss it, because then you...
I've already missed one, so I've already gotten your
right.
$5.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
And I have $5 in, too. For the station. Yeah. Take one for the team.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. All on your sword.
We need more wrong answers.
Well, right. In that case, I still haven't gotten my guess of six letters. So can I do
all right,
that
go
real
ahead. Yeah.
E-O-A-I-U-T.
Say it again.
Not terrible, not great. Give it once more.
E-O-A-I-U-T.
No.
Okay.
And I will throw you a bone if you don't mind me doing that, and say that U is not even in there.
Okay, then I'm going to replace that with an N, E O A I N T.
No.
Okay.
And
that's the word "ain't" at the end. I like that.
Let's go to a call.
Will you tell her how many she got right in the right position?
No, I will not.
Wow.
Brutal.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Sal from Atlanta.
Hi, Al. Or Sal, I'm sorry.
Sal. That's okay. I'm going to try Austin or Asheville.
Austin is correct for the A.
Good for you.
Very nice.
Austin has more people than Atlanta?
It does.
Wow.
Austin has almost a million, and Atlanta doesn't.
Yeah, and that's probably been in the last few years, actually.
I think so, yeah.
Does Washington, D.C. count?
It does count, and that's also right. Very good. That's
good.
The W.
Good great.
So we have K,
right, so
A,
I'm,
and
I'm,
W. Yeah.
I'm going to go back to my, my quotes, movie quotes, by year. And these are all from 1933. So we did 27, 30. I thought we did 29, but that turned out to be a movie from 39, as Dana corrected us last week. But there's four movies in 1933. So I could give you the movie and on this one, you could see if you can come up with a quote. Dana should be able to get this
one. One of them is King Kong.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the quote from King Kong?
It was Beauty that killed the Beast.
Exactly.
The last
okay.
One, yeah.
Right.
Do you want to try another one without a clue from
1933?
Is it?
There's one more that's pretty almost as well known as that one.
Is that
yep. There's a Mae West one.
Yeah.
Come up and see me sometime.
Yeah.
All right. And what movie?
She Done Him Wrong.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. There's still one that's more famous than that.
Oh.
It's become such a cliche.
Another Mae West.
No.
Oh, another famous movie. Famous line.
Another famous movie. I don't even know who this person is that says it. But I'll give you the movie. It's 42nd Street.
Oh, you're going in there a nobody, but coming out there, coming out a star, that kind of thing?
A youngster coming out a star.
Right.
And this one, I'm going to have to, Dana, you're going to have to get this one, Sons of the Desert.
That's Laurel and Hardy.
Oh, that's Laurel and Hardy. That's
their most famous line.
That's 34, not 33. But
it might have come out in 33, and maybe it was.
Is this another fine mess you've gotten me into?
Exactly.
Yeah, nice.
Okay. Now I have to jump to 1941 because this is a movie that has just one word is the quote.
Rosebud.
Right.
Nice.
You're good. All right. So we already got 1941 because that was the Maltese Falcon, and we had done all the quotes from Humphrey Bogart.
Right.
So in 1942, there's all the quotes from Humphrey Bogart, but there's one, two, three more from 1942.
That aren't Bogart.
They're on Bogart. These are 1942. All the Casablanca ones are done. We did those the first week.
Right.
So these are three other movies that came out in 1942, three other movies. I'll give you a hint. Two of the movies have the same word in them. The word is Yankee.
So Yankee Doodle Dandy, because it's one of the movies. Is it
My Mother Thanks You, My
father
Thanks You.
My Sister Thanks You,
and I Thank You.
All right. Okay. Yeah. So that's one
on
for.
That.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the other one has the word Yankees in it. Actually,
Pride of the Yankees. I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Right.
You guys are good.
Yeah.
Okay, and the third one, I'll give you the actress, Bette Davis.
What a dump!
It's now Voyager. Why ask for the moon? We have the stars.
You got it.
That's it, right?
Okay, one more, and then I'm hanging up. Okay, right. This is the only quote from 1940 that is attributed to someone who became president.
Where's the rest of me?
No.
So it's Ronald Reagan, right?
Yes. That quote didn't make it to the list, but this one did.
1940. Is that Bedtime for Bonzo? No.
No, it's too early for that.
It's not a Gipper quote, is it?
Oh, yeah. Win one for the Gipper. Right.
Tell them to win one for the Gipper.
From New you Rock, New American. All right, thank you.
Exactly. Love the show. Bye-bye.
But the Ronald Reagan didn't say that, right? It was the Pat O'Brien character, right?
I'm not sure. Ronald Reagan might have said something like that at first.
All right.
And anyway, so we're going to take a minute here, and I'm going to turn it over to David. He's going to tell you a little bit about our fundraising tonight. David?
Thanks, Dana. The number to call is 800-525-9917 if you'd like to make a pledge to KLW. You know the number to participate in this show as you're a regular listener to Minds Over Matter. But to keep things simple, go to kalw.org to make your pledge of support. We're looking for 15 calls or clicks. Let's make those clicks this hour. Keep things simple at kalw.org. 15 happens to be the number of letters in Minds Over Matter. For those that are astute and thinking ahead, why not make a pledge of support for one of the letters in Minds Over Matter at kalw.org. This is our spring membership campaign. Only come to you a couple of times a year. It's a great time to tell us why you listen to KLW. It may not necessarily be just for Minds Over Matter, but for all of the diverse programming we offer here at KLW. Engaged listeners are what makes everything possible at KLW. Your support is so valuable. 800-525-9917, kalw.org to make a pledge online. And thanks so much. Back to Dana.
Thank you, David. And just to remind you that this show has been on almost 26 years, but 21 of those have been here at KLW. We started here in 1998, and so we owe a lot to the station. They've been great, and they've been very supportive of our show, and I hope you listeners out there can also be supportive of the station tonight. And remember that if you do enjoy this show, it's thanks to KALW. So.
Yeah, and be sure to call in with wrong answers. Come on.
We
haven't had enough people calling.
We never had
wrong
a shortage
answers.
Of those. So
no, really? Tonight people are
yelling. Well, maybe so, yeah.
You haven't missed any yet. I don't have you now. Yeah.
Oh.
You will.
All right. Arbor Day.
That is wrong.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Well, he guessed Philip Johnson, so...
Yeah, that's true. There's your $5 right there.
Oh, it has to be a question you asked.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to be that fussy. It was going to be that, but that might not generate enough income. Oh. So any wrong answers.
And
at some point, I'll lose track.
Just to remind you, the two numbers here are area code 415-841-4134. And toll-free, yes, we have a toll-free number, 866-798-8255. You're listening to us, no surprise, because we've been repeating it over and over. Here on KALW in San Francisco, your local public radio station, that's 91.7 FM. Our panel tonight, technical editor Kira Pace from Diablo Valley College, teacher Lori Fisher, I am, of course, your moderator for lo these many years, Dana Rodriguez, and feel free to give us a call. Let's go to a call right now. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, hi, it's Ron in San Francisco.
Hi, Ron.
I think I have two answers. Is the architect Frank Gehry?
It's not, no.
Okay. And Cary Grant, as a paleontologist, is bringing a baby.
That is correct.
Nice.
Does he play an escaped prisoner in North by Northwest?
He does not. Well, I see where you're going with that, but he wasn't a prisoner, so he wasn't. He was thought to be a criminal, but he wasn't a prisoner.
He was never arrested.
Right.
That's all I have. Great show. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And I'm.
Oh no.
So, didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry about that. What was he going to say? Oh yeah, bringing a baby. He played a paleontologist. The bone was the intercostal clavicle.
Yeah, it was.
I don't even know if that's a real bone or not.
I don't think so.
All right.
But it was very funny to hear him say it. Yeah.
And Kira, it is your turn.
Real quick, is F for Fort Worth?
It is.
Yay.
Nicely done. Okay. 874,000 people. That surprised me.
Now that I've earned $5 for the station, I'll guess some right stuff. All right. Since it's Mother's Day, I have a Mother's Day question. What four Billboard number one songs, and these are songs that hit number one on the Billboard chart, feature the word mother or one of its derivatives in their titles? There are four of them, the most recent of which was 1970.
What's the oldest of them?
1943.
In the title?
Yes, mother or a derivative.
So it could be mother, mom, or...
Ma, she's making eyes at me. Is that one of them?
That is not one of them, but yes, yeah, but ma would be...
But it has to start with an M. That's, in other words, it has to be mom,
they do all,
mother, mom, ma, etc.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
All right.
Did Mother's Little Helper make it?
No. So I'll even give you the years. Yeah. The first one, 1943. The second one, 1952. The third one, 1961.
Oh.
And the fourth was 1970. And I will give you an additional hint that one of them is seasonal, not Mother's Day.
There you go. Yeah, David came up with that. I saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
Absolutely correct. That was Jimmy Boyd, 1952.
There you go.
That was 52.
Yep.
Was Eddie Fisher's song...
That's My Papa.
Oh, My Papa.
Not My Mama.
Save that one for, save that one for Father's Day.
Wait a month.
Okay, so we're looking for 1970.
Mm-hmm. 1943.
Your mother should know it's a Beatles song, but that was not number one.
No.
43.
That Mama Mia, also not a number one.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
43, that should we should know that.
The 1943 one is particularly interesting because 1944 was the inaugural country music chart. And in 1944, three different versions of this song that I'm looking for topped the list. So,
Pistol Packin' Mama.
That's it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Lay that pistol down, babe.
Yep.
Who's the artist for that?
Okay, so in...
Crosby had that big record with
it. Yep. Bing Crosby with the Andrews Sisters was one version. Al
nice.
Dexter, who is the one who hit the Billboard Hot 100, had another version. And then Don Baxter.
Yeah.
So we're looking for the two current, the recent ones, 61
and 70.
And
70.
Crosby and the Andrews Sisters had that big record.
They did.
Yes. All right.
And let's go to a call.
Those are good audience Mother's Day questions. Yeah, perfect.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, yeah, this is David in Oakland.
Hi, David.
Hi, I have a guess for your six most commonly occurring letters.
Here we go.
Okay, E-T-A... O-I-N.
Oh, my God. You got them all in and right over there.
Oh,
very good.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I'm sure that was going to get us $5.
Good job.
Didn't.
That's E-T-A-O-I-N. Yes.
Nice.
And then I have a question for you. Someone that got to bring a baby, Cary Grant being a paleontologist, got that before, but good for them.
All right.
So here's a question for you with the basketball playoffs going on.
Good segue.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And someone here may know it because it's a reasonably well-known trivia question. What is the northernmost team in the NBA by latitude?
It's going to be in Washington State. Do they still have a basketball team?
No, Seattle relocated.
Then I think it's the Trailblazers, right?
No.
That is it. They're actually...
Oh, really? I was going to say the Timberwolves.
They are north of Toronto. They
Isn't
are north
Timberwolves
of Minnesota and Detroit.
I would have said Toronto, the Raptors
right,
in
exactly.
Toronto, but Portland's right. northern.
Good job on that.
Nice.
Right. All right. Good job.
That's good.
Thank you.
You guys have a good night.
All right. You too.
That's a very good sports guest, by the way.
And Lori, it's your turn.
All right. I have a non-related Mother's Day question. For some reason, I came across the list of the most popular final episodes of television shows, network television shows. And in the top 10, 9 of them were comedies. I'm looking for the one in the top 10 whose final episode was among the top 10 most watched show ever that was not a comedy. And then, we'll just start with that one answer.
So it's series finale of a drama.
Correct.
That was a top...
Top 10.
Okay.
So the top four are MASH, Cheers, Seinfeld, and Friends. This is number 5. Just to put it, not that that makes any difference. And all the rest are comedies in the top 10.
This is a long-running show.
Yeah. Long enough so that its final episode was announced in, like those other shows.
Can I ask if it was a police procedural show?
I'm going to say... It's a show involved in the crime world. Okay. I don't think it's a procedural like Law and Order, that kind of show.
Right.
No.
And this is on network TV.
Yes, they're all of them are network TV.
Is it Hill Street Blues?
It's not.
Okay.
Which is not in the top 20.
Okay. But that's more the type of show you're talking about, where it's crime related, but
it's crime.
Okay.
There's criminals and stuff, but it's not necessarily. I know what you mean.
Oh, is it Breaking Bad?
It is not.
Or The Wire?
Network.
It's neither.
So there was Network.
Network. And, yeah, and all those shows wouldn't be high enough rated.
Can I ask how far back this is?
I'm just going to leave it out there. It's in with these other shows.
Can I ask if it's in within the last 10 years?
It's not within the last 10 years.
Okay.
He said, in with those other shows, and he just read off a bunch of stuff.
The MASH, Cheers, Seinfeld,
it's mostly 80s, a little 90s.
So it has to be before cable, I mean, roughly around.
Which would make sense, before there was a lot of choice.
It's for sure everybody knows the show.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, so.
I might have watched it for all I know.
I don't know. I didn't watch it much. That's why I can't give you much information.
Oh.
But it's in my head. It feels like I've seen it, but I can't remember any episodes.
But it's not a Western, though.
It's not a Western.
Okay.
That I'll tell you for sure. Okay.
San Francisco Beat.
It's not San Francisco Beat.
I used to watch that. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Jane in Oakland.
Hi, Jane.
Hi. So I have some Cary Grant guesses.
Okay.
When he was an escaped prisoner, is that The Awful Truth?
It is not The Awful Truth.
Okay, so that's $5 for the station.
There you go.
Yes, thank you.
So you did that on purpose, then. You're actually
doing it. No. I'm really trying to remember.
It's everybody wins.
Yes.
When he's a policeman masquerading as a Salvation Army officer, is that a Mae West movie?
It is a Mae West movie.
Would that be She Done Him Wrong?
That would be. Very good.
Oh, so thank you to the previous caller.
Yes.
Well, right. This is a win-win. She got one right and earned $5.
Right.
Okay, and I have no question. Oh, I have one more guess about Cary Grant. Was he a French captain trying to marry his fiancée in Father Goose?
He was not.
Okay. All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Sure. Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, and we have not repeated the questions. We're past halfway. So, Kira, do you have anything else?
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
What four Billboard number one songs, these are songs that hit the top of the Billboard chart, Hot 100, feature Mother or one of its derivatives in their titles? We already have Pistol Pack in Mama and I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. We're looking for the number one song from 1961 and a number one song from 1970. I also have a question about the famous architect and 1940s illustrator of bomb disassembly guides for the OSS who designed the Situation Room.
Lay that pistol down, babe.
Mama.
Mama. Lay that pistol down. And yes, Lori.
Okay. Yeah, I am looking for two more cities. I am looking for the second largest city in the United States that starts with the letter L, because Los Angeles was a gimme. And I'm looking for the largest city that starts with M, unless it's Minneapolis, in which case I'm wrong. I'm also looking for, in the top 10 most watched shows on their final episode, only one of them was not a comedy. I'm looking for which one.
Is L Las Vegas?
It is.
Okay.
Very good.
Yeah.
641,000 people. So now only M is out there.
And let's see. I have a couple of Cary Grant roles here left. Just two. And that's a couple, I guess. So I give you a description of his role, and you tell me what the film is. So number one, he's an escaped prisoner. And number two, he is a French army captain trying to marry his fiancée. So what are those two? And just to remind you, the two numbers here for the show, area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. All right, let me give you a quick question here. Well, I have a Shakespeare question, but I don't know. Maybe I should save that. Okay. I had, as you know, from time to time, I've been doing, giving you some of those, the most popular tourist attraction in each country. I'm not doing every country, but
it seems like that way.
Yeah. I know, but no. So I have a couple. I'll just give you two. Well, I'll give you four. What the hell? I'm here. So again, these are the most popular tourist attractions in what countries? Okay. So number one, Varadero Beach. Number two, the Bay of Kotor, that is K-O-T-O-R. Number three, Avenue of the Baobabs, and I probably mispronounced that, so it's B-A-O-B-A-B-S. I believe that's a tree.
It is a tree. It looks like an upside-down tree.
Yeah. There you go. And number four, Babur's Tomb.
Like Babar the elephant?
Not the elephant. I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
Babur's Tomb.
How do you spell Barbar?
It's B-A-B-U-R. So again, these are the most popular tourist attractions in what countries? Number one, Varadero Beach. Number two, the Bay of Kotor. That's K-O-T-O-R, if I'm mispronouncing it. Number three, Avenue of the Baobabs. Is that how you pronounce that?
Yeah, sort Baobab. Mm-hmm.
Baobab, okay. So. And number four, Babur's Tomb. So what countries are the most popular tourist attractions? And you each get one guess.
Well, Avenue of the Baobabs is going to be somewhere in Africa. I think it's probably in the center. I don't know. It wouldn't be that. I'll just be wrong right away and say Kenya.
No. You're not.
I'm not far off geographically.
That far away. Yeah.
It's in the right continent. Yeah, no. I don't know. It's
Oh, no. It's definitely Africa. Yeah. I'm in the right general area.
Yeah.
So.
Right. I don't know.
Lori, any guesses?
I don't know. No.
Okay. You don't want to cost yourself $5?
No, I'm already in for $5.
Oh, are you?
No, it's only, we're out. I'm looking for callers to miss this question.
All right.
Yeah.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is David.
Hi, David.
Hi. What cereal mom was on the first People magazine cover?
Cereal mom?
And she gave birth 10 days after its publication.
What's a cereal mom?
You mean this is a mom in a TV cereal?
No, she just is a mother with a lot of children.
Oh, Mia Farrow.
There you go. Yeah. 1974, March 4th. And
she's a cereal. Like she has one kid after another?
She adopted a lot of kids.
She did.
Yeah, that's what they mean.
Was she on Peyton Place? Was she in that
she
TV
was in
series?
Peyton Place. Yeah. Not then, but
no?
She had been on Peyton Place.
Right.
No, that was in the 60s.
Okay.
Yeah. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Howdy. It's Tom in Southern California.
Hey, Tom.
Hi. I'll take quite a few guesses. Is the architect, is it Saarinen?
Yes.
Saarinen.
Yes, it is.
Yay.
He's Finnish, I thought.
No, he's Finnish American, but he was born in Finland, but his family came over early, and he counts as an American architect.
Oh, right.
And designed the Gateway Arch, which is super American. So.
Yeah, and the TWA terminal JFK.
And Dulles Airport, the
and
mobile
the
lounges.
TWA building in New York.
So.
Dulles is the worst airport. M is, I can't believe. Not Miami. I'll guess Milwaukee.
That's correct. That's what I have.
You're
Milwaukee.
Kidding.
I'm not kidding. According to mine, Miami has 463,000 and Milwaukee has almost 600,000.
How old is this reference you were using anyway?
It was the last census.
Really?
It was Wikipedia this morning, and they claimed it was the last census.
Right.
So you can we'll check.
Wow.
Yeah. Minneapolis, I'll check.
Yeah.
The escaped prisoner, is that To Catch a Thief by any chance?
It is not. That's a good guess, but no.
And the French army captain, was he in a version of Beaugest at some point?
He was not.
No, okay. The final episode, is it Miami Vice?
It's not. That's
a
really
good guess.
Very good guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're closer with that than any of the other guesses. Oh, that's a wrong answer, though. Very good. $5.
Oh, yay. I'll give you some more wrong answers. The Baobab Avenue, I know, though, is Madagascar.
That is correct.
Nice.
I'll guess is Babur's Tomb. Is that Armenia?
It is not Armenia.
Something like that. Bay of Kotor, is that Indonesia?
It is not Indonesia.
And Varadero Beach, is that Cuba?
It is Cuba. Very good.
All right. And then let's see. I'll ask what, before the Kale Revolution, in the years up until 2013, what company was the largest purchaser of kale in the United States?
What company?
Yeah, and I think they purchased like over half the kale produced up until it became a big.
Is this something that would make dog food?
That's
no,
exactly what I was going to ask.
Well, some might argue yes, but no.
Yeah. Was it? Is it a government institution?
It is not.
The military.
Is it a restaurant or fast food?
Yes.
Place? Okay. Is it McDonald's?
No.
Okay.
Which fast food place would even pretend to have? Did they sell it as kale, or did they like use it and put it in with the hamburger meat? What'd they do with it?
There's
nobody.
Kind of an interesting thing.
You don't want to know.
I don't want. It's true. I don't want to know.
Is it a burger place though?
It is not a burger place.
Oh. Is it a pizza place?
It is a pizza place.
Oh, very okay. Good.
What's the biggest pizza place?
Domino's?
No.
Pizza
no.
Hut?
It is Pizza Hut.
There you
and
go.
They used it in their salad bar as decoration.
Decoration.
So they put it all around, you know, all the different bowls of stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
okay.
Man. Thank you.
Awesome show, as always. Oh. Hope you get your money. Bye.
Thank you very much.
The Kale Producers of America, I found.
But no, you know what? Now that he says that, it's absolutely right. Every salad bar.
And speaking of which, we are pledging or donating tonight. And that number is 1-800-525-9917 to help support Minds Over Matter. And, of course, KALW, our parent station. David, you want to say a word or two?
Yeah, a couple of words. Why not if you're playing at home, for every wrong answer that you're playing along home with, send us a $5 donation. Add them up. And if you're playing at home and are guessing correctly, let's make it $25 per correct answer and send that money to KALW. You can do so at kalw.org to show your support. We're looking for 15 clicks at kalw.org this hour to show your support for local public radio and all that we do here at KALW. You can also call 800-525-9917. Chances are, if you're listening now and listening during our membership campaign, you're already a supporter of KALW, especially KALW's Minds Over Matter listeners. Great opportunity for you to, how shall I phrase this? Up your pledge. Increase your level of support for KALW by whatever amount that's comfortable for you, or better yet, become a sustainer of local public radio by offering a monthly amount of your choice coming out of your debit, credit card, your checking account. Perhaps it's a credit card that offers you some other bonus miles or some other way of incentivizing your monthly support. Comes out of your account monthly. Never notice it. How many things do you subscribe to that or have to pay for your bills that come out every month that you just take for granted? Don't take KALW for granted, but perhaps take for granted that monthly offer of support. You can set that up easily at kalw.org or call 800-525-9917. Thanks, Dana.
Thank you, David. And, of course, you could do any of these things in your mother's name as well, just being Happy Mother's Day. So feel free to do it that way.
You're doing Kira's mother's name.
Yes.
Be very high.
So she's listening to the show.
Yeah,
she's foregoing Game of Thrones.
Not
to,
frequently,
to
but she's taping it.
Yeah, she could just tape it, you know.
Yeah.
She does. That's what she said. That's why she was listening last week. And
come on, Mom.
Yeah,
Mom. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
I'm going to try for Cary Grant.
All right.
The first one I'm insecure about.
Join, you know, get in line. That's what I have to say.
the French army officer.
Yes.
Is that Gunga Din?
It is not Gunga Din.
Okay, I was insecure about that, but I'm not insecure about the escape prisoner. Talk of the town.
That is correct. Talk of the town. Very good.
Great. Thanks.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Lisa in Kensington.
Hi, Lisa.
I just got stolen, Talk of the Town.
Oh,
so
I'm sorry.
But I just want to put a pitch in. It's a charming movie with Jean Arthur. And
I love that movie. I think it's wonderful.
I do, too. And I have a question on Bringing Up Baby, since it came up. If you would like to tell me the name of the dog, and I have a hint, which is that there's a pet food store in Berkeley with the same name, which was named after a dog that was named after the movie. And then the other question is, the dog who played the dog in Bringing Up Baby is better known for playing a dog in another more famous
Asta
film.
It's the dog that played Asta in The Thin Man.
Yes.
Is that
and so
right?
What's the name of the dog in Bringing Up Baby?
Oh, gosh.
Get the bone.
That's right. That dog appeared in so many films. It's also in The Awful Truth, playing Mr. Smith.
That's quite a dog.
Let me think for a minute. Let me think. I don't remember. I'm sorry.
George. George, yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. And we have a few minutes left. If you want to join us quickly, that's 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, 866-798-8255. Just to remind you, we are doing supporting the station tonight. Your donation is welcome in any amount you see fit. That's 1-800-525-9917, also at kalw.org. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Am I on?
You are.
Okay, I'm David from San Francisco.
Hi.
And yeah, somebody stole my thunder on the six letters.
Oh.
But I can give you the next six.
All right.
But I use this often. S-H-R-D-L-U.
Wow.
And the reason I know that is because it was an alias that Robert Crumb used. Italian Shirdlu. And that's a word that he get that. And then later I found out what it was. And I have a question.
Yes.
Okay. Stephen Foster, the great American songwriter, was born on July 24th, 1826. Okay, now three other things happened that day, and I'll give you one of them. One of them was it was the 50th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. What were the other two things that happened that day?
It was Thomas Jefferson and John Adams both died.
Exactly. Very good, my friend.
Both died?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
And just something just came into my head because I heard it earlier today and I didn't write it down. Today is National Nurses Day.
Oh.
Why is today National Nurses Day? Why is May 12th National Nurses Day?
Is it a Florence Nightingale thing?
Very good. Is it
her birthday, maybe?
It is her birthday.
Okay.
Oh,
very
nice.
Good.
Way to go, nurses. Yeah, yes. That's great.
Or was it Clara Barton's birthday? Well, it was one of the two.
One of the two. The Barton Nightingale.
Yes. I think it was Florence Nightingale.
Yeah.
And very good. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Hal in Fremont.
Hi, Hal.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Good, thank you.
Good. I'm going to take a stab at a couple of different questions.
Mm-hmm.
The finale episode, would it be The Sopranos?
Oh, the finale episode.
No, it was not The Sopranos.
Okay.
Good guess.
Mother songs in top 10. Mama Told Me Not to Come. Three Dog Night.
Oh,
that's
oh,
the one from 1970.
Very good.
Oh, of course.
Good job.
Good okay. work.
All right, that's all I got.
Thank you.
Great.
Who's got a very short question?
I do.
All right, go.
As far as I can tell, only one actress has been nominated for either Best Actress or Supporting Actress in a movie that has that variation: Mother, Mama, Ma in the title. Didn't win, but there was no other person with mother in the title or any variation. Who was it?
Yeah, I can't imagine that Mommy Dearest garnered any Oscar
nomination. No, it did not. And Night Mother, which I thought didn't.
Mother May I Sleep with Danger, another winner.
Tori Spelling.
So good. So terrible.
But that was just
that's
a TV
great,
show, right? That wasn't a theatrical
That's
release.
One of the great titles of all time.
It is. I've actually read the book, too. So.
Oh, have you?
So
yikes.
I want to brag about that.
Anyway, so Academy Award nomination. It's a supporting actress. So I'll give it that because I'm looking at the time here. Only one I could find in which someone was nominated with the word mother or it's one of its variations in the title.
How long ago was it?
I'm going to say it was the 80s.
Oh.
Mother, mom, ma. So it has to be one of those?
It does. Or any, I didn't hear
Stop
all of
Stop
or
my mom will shoot.
No.
Serial Mom. But did that do a, no,
it did not.
Probably not.
It did not.
Okay.
So good.
But we're in the right era of looking for a word with ma or mama.
80s.
I think 80s. That sounds right to me.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good evening, Sparky Maddie. How are you all doing?
Good.
The last episode... Is that The Fugitive?
It is not The Fugitive.
That's a good guess.
It's a great guess.
No. All right. The movie that you were thinking of, is it Throw Mama from the Train? But I can't think of the actress.
It is Throw Mama from
Anne,
the Train.
And shoot, not Anne? Baxter.
No.
It's Anne.
No. With Anne. An R.
Ramsey. Ramsey, that's it.
Way to go, Maddie.
Good job.
Yeah. There we go, Maddie.
Thanks. Way to go.
And the last Mother song that hit number one, Kara, is Mother-in-Law by Ernie K. Doe.
Yep, 1961.
Really? Good job.
1961. Who wrote the tune, Mama Told Me Not to Come?
Randy Newman.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay. We're done.
Yeah.
All right.
It sounts like a Randy Newman song when you
hear
him sing it.
Saturday Night Live one time by himself, accompanied by just him and his piano, and just like... It's a stark difference than the big ensemble that the Three Dog Night had.
It sure is.
Okay.
Thank you.
Done.
All right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Yeah, Glenn in San Francisco.
Hi.
So I knew the two songs, whatever, okay. Ernie K. Doe and...
there you go.
Thank you. So I have a question for you.
Yes.
Which state has the least populous capital?
Capital?
Vermont.
You're right.
Dover? Is it Dover?
And then
no,
Montpelier.
Just Delaware.
Montpelier.
Montpelier. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then also, which were the five countries in the world with the most farmland?
The most what?
Farmland?
Farmland, yes. Five countries with the most farmland.
Percentage-wise or total?
Yes.
Percentage?
Out of time.
Oh.
Is it percentage or total? Because Russia would have a lot, but doesn't have the biggest.
Yeah, like you said, Canada or the United States.
Russia's on the list.
Okay.
Canada, the United States, Mongolia.
Australia has a lot.
Australia.
Around the edges.
How many are we getting here?
You got Russia.
We're almost out of time.
How about China?
China.
Well, what about, say, France?
Nope.
Okay.
Argentina?
Nope.
You better fill in the list, because we're almost out of time. We have to go in a minute.
Brazil?
Oh, of course.
India? United States.
Right. Well, you said the States.
Thank you, Glenn. I'm sorry we didn't have more time for the question.
Okay, we'll get back.
All right. Thanks. And just a final word, we're going to clean up here in a second, but if you do enjoy Minds Over Matter, we've been on for a long time, now's your chance to support it. 1-800-525-9917 or go to kalw.org. Help support KALW and help support Minds Over Matter. And let's clean up here. Kira, what do you have?
Real quick, what's the Naked Dennis Franz show? The cop show, Dennis Franz, David Caruso.
NYPD
Blue.
Is that your?
No.
Oh, okay. And also Baber's Tomb, is that Albania?
No.
Okay. Well, I have nothing to clean up, so I just want to guess.
That's your guessing.
Okay, yeah.
I have the only final episode in the top 10 of shows is Magnum P.I.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. Right. And it's sort of off the air, but it's on the air again, right? I think it
is.
That, but that hasn't been canceled yet, so I didn't count that. Oh. Number five all time.
All right. Cary Grant's a French army captain trying to marry his fiancée in I Was a Male War Bride.
I knew that.
Did you know that?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The Bay of Kotor, that's Montenegro. And Barbara's Tomb, that is Afghanistan. If we can get to your call, I do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. and has been for a long, 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 long time. My thanks to our panel tonight, Kira Pace, technical editor, Lori Fisher from Davao Valley College. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Please help support KALW, 1-800-525-9917, or go to kalw.org. We do hope you enjoyed the show. My thanks to David LaTulipe and Steve Wilcott, and we hope you will support the station and join us next Sunday at 7 p.m. Take care, everybody. Have a great week. Happy Mother's Day. Bye-bye. You get, if it ain't gross, it's net. It's gotta be this or that.